Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Open to Work, How to Get Ahead in the Age of AI is a Business and Career Strategy book by LinkedIn CEO Ryan Roslansky and LinkedIn Chief Economic Opportunity Officer Anish Raman. Framed around the rapid spread of artificial intelligence across the workplace, the book argues that the old model of careers, built on stable job titles, fixed skill sets, and linear advancement, no longer fits the current labor market. Instead, it presents work as a task-based system in which people must decide what to automate, what to develop personally, and how to stay adaptable as roles evolve. Drawing on LinkedIn data and the author's large-scale view of professional behavior, the book is intended as a practical guide for workers, managers, and leaders trying to respond to AI without losing human agency. Its purpose is not to predict a distant future, but to explain how to navigate change in the present. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the traditional career ladder is breaking down in the AI era. A central argument in Open to Work is that careers can no longer be understood as a simple progression from one stable job to the next. The book challenges the older assumption that people learn a set of skills early in life, apply them for decades, and advance through predictable promotions. AI disrupts that model because it changes the composition of jobs faster than most career advice can keep up. Tasks that once defined a role may be automated, reduced, or redistributed, while new tasks appear that did not previously exist. The book uses this shift to explain why adaptability matters more than relying on a fixed professional identity. This is a meaningful distinction because it reframes career planning from title management to task awareness. Readers are encouraged to think less about where a ladder leads and more about how work is being reorganized around technology, judgment, and human contribution. That makes the book especially relevant for professionals who sense that traditional advancement rules are becoming less reliable. Secondly, using AI selectively rather than treating it as a full replacement for human work. Another major theme is the practical decision-making involved in delegating work to AI. The book does not present AI as an all-purpose substitute for people. Instead, it encourages readers to separate tasks that can be automated from those that require human judgment, creativity, and relationship management. This distinction matters because the value of AI is often strongest in repetitive, information-heavy, or time-consuming work, while humans still hold an advantage in ambiguity, accountability, and context. By treating AI as a tool for augmentation, the book offers a more realistic framework than either fear-based rejection or blind enthusiasm. The emphasis on selective delegation also helps readers avoid a common mistake adopting AI without a clear sense of what should remain under human control. In this sense, the book is less about tools than about workflow design. It asks readers to think strategically about how AI changes productivity, where it improves output, and where human presence remains essential for quality and trust. Thirdly, the human capabilities that remain valuable when technology changes quickly. Open to Work places strong emphasis on capabilities that are not easily replicated by machines. These include judgment, adaptability, communication, creativity, and the ability to build trust across people and teams. The book argues that these traits become more important, not less, as AI expands, because technology increases the need for people who can interpret outputs, make decisions, and coordinate action. This is a useful corrective to the idea that career survival depends only on mastering the newest technical tool. Instead, the book suggests that durable value comes from combining technical literacy with deeply human strengths. That makes the analysis broader than a simple AI how-to guide. It is also why the book focuses on confidence and agency. If workers understand which abilities remain distinctive, they can invest in them more deliberately. The underlying message is that future relevance depends on being the kind of professional who can work with systems, not just operate them. This gives the book a skills-based framework that is both practical and unusually grounded in labor market change. Fourthly, why the book treats careers as continuous adaptation rather than one-time preparation. The book argues that preparation for work can no longer happen only at the start of a career. Because AI shortens the shelf life of many skills, learning has to become continuous and responsive to changing conditions. This shifts the focus from static credentials to ongoing reinvention. In Buyer, Invention, the book's practical orientation reflects this idea through planning tools such as short-term action steps, including a 30-60-90-day approach to building momentum. The purpose of these methods is not simply productivity. It is to help readers regain control in an environment that can feel unstable. This matters because uncertainty often leads to passivity, and passivity is exactly what the book is trying to counter. By recommending regular reassessment of skills, tasks, and opportunities, it turns adaptation into a repeatable habit rather than a crisis response. The result is a career model built around learning in motion. That is a significant contribution for readers who need more than abstract reassurance and want a structured way to remain employable as roles continue to evolve. Lastly, what leaders and organizations must rethink about work structure and adoption, the book is not aimed only at individual workers. It also addresses managers, HR leaders, and organizational decision makers who are shaping how AI enters the workplace. One of its more distinctive ideas is the frontier mindset, which treats the edges of uncertainty as the place where the most important innovation happens. For leaders, this means rethinking how work is organized, how teams are supported, and how AI policies are introduced without stripping people of agency. The book positions AI adoption as a cultural and structural issue, not just a software rollout. That distinction is important because workplace technology often fails when it is deployed without clarity about roles, incentives, and human responsibility. By linking AI strategy to economic opportunity and human-centered design, the authors present a framework that is as much about organizational trust as efficiency. This broadens the book beyond personal career advice and makes it relevant to institutions trying to balance productivity with retention, confidence, and long-term workforce relevance. In conclusion, Open to Work will be most useful to professionals who want a practical framework for navigating AI-driven change rather than a speculative forecast about the future of work. Individual contributors can use it to rethink which parts of their job should be automated, which skills deserve deeper investment, and how to remain relevant as tasks evolve. Managers and HR leaders will find value in its emphasis on adoption, organizational design, and the human consequences of introducing AI into daily work. What makes the book stand out in its category is its combination of large-scale workplace perspective, applied career guidance, and institutional insight. Many books about AI either focus on technical capability or offer broad anxiety about disruption. This one tries to connect the technology to real career choices and workplace structures. Its strongest contribution is the idea that AI should expand human agency rather than replace it, and that people can respond through deliberate skill building, task selection, and short-horizon planning. For readers seeking a grounded guide to work in transition, it offers a clearer and more operational view than most books on the topic. If you would like to support Ryan Roslansky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.